Hello, everybody, and welcome here to the Valley Falls Dragons Locker Room Chats here with head coach Steve Serrate. I'm Crennan Prophet. This locker room chat brought to you by The Elevator as well as Heinen Repair and Coach. This is your first year coming in. You have a little coaching experience on you a little bit before. It's coaching girls programs. But here, this is going to be your first season with Valley Falls. So kind of walk me through what that off season was like for you, getting a couple new players, and maybe acquitted to a new system you're bringing in, how you're going to handle that offense and defense this year. You're going into a league that, is a little new terrain for you. Of course, there's a couple new teams coming into this league with Riverside and Troy, but the big question is how, the league is as a general for you, how you're going to take on that league play. And also, you can hit a couple notes here from the Jamboree yesterday, which you had at home against Axel, Maranatha, and Onega.
Yeah, I kind of came into all this a little bit late. We didn't really, I didn't get involved in the coaching search until later in the process. And so then when that all happened, I was kind of a little behind the eight ball a little bit as far as being a little behind on things. And the one fortunate thing was I did coach softball with the girls last year at Valley Falls, so I did know quite a few of the girls. So that helped a little bit. So we just had a little bit of time for me getting used to the ones that I didn't really know, and then getting reacquainted with the others and getting used to getting back into basketball. I haven't done that for a little while. But I told the athletic director and parents and everyone, I said my first fear was that I was worried about maybe taking basketball back 20 years, because I've coached some, but when I played and everything, I didn't want to slow the game back down and change a lot of things and move everything back 20 years. So I looked at the roster and I saw the girls that we have, because I was afraid, hey, you can't go back to like a double low, a high low post or anything like that. I looked at our roster and we don't have but two girls over 5'5", so I don't have to worry about that. And I'm not going to slow the game down because we are a pilot school for the 35 second clock. So I was like, well, I'll just go the opposite direction. And we've got some kids that are really quick. We've got several sophomores. I've got one upperclassman that is playing right now, and that's Gracie Connor. And she can do just about everything. And she's just one of those very high-spirited, great kids that you want to have in your program. And she's a leader that everybody else looks to. Heck, I look to her, actually. She's just a great kid, and so it's nice having somebody like that around. And then we're really heavy in the sophomore class. We do have a senior in the group, but she's injured right now, Cassie Frakes, and I can't wait for her to come back, because she will give us a little bit of height. But she's taking it real careful with a knee injury, so we're kind of playing that one by ear, so she may or may not be back. But otherwise, our roster is, we got about 19 kids out, and we're small, but fortunately we're pretty quick. So I think that's really the approach that we're going to take. I don't know, like you say, I don't know much about the teams going in. We did get a little taste of what it's going to look like if we do come up against a team that's taller than us, because all three of the teams we faced yesterday, were their shortest person was taller than our tallest person, just about. So we actually dealt with a little bit of high-low post against this some, and saw what we were dealing with there. And one of the things I've been preaching to them since day one is that we're going to have to force tempo, we're going to have to pressure, and try not to get into half-court sets where teams can take advantage of the lack of height that we have. And after a couple sessions last night, that really came into focus for the girls, I think, and we really stepped up the defense in our last session, and it really started to be clear to them what we're going to have to do to be successful, and that's really force pressure and try and turn defense into offense before teams even get the ball across half court. So we're going to press full court, and we're just going to try, as I said, we're going to try and force tempo and try and get easy baskets that way. And I see that coming along, but it's going to be a process.
Well, Coach, you hit some great points about this offseason, of course, with this upcoming matchup against Jeff West. Good luck this Friday. And thank you for your time here, Coach Steve Serrate.
All right. Thank you.